This is Ag Economic Insights. We'll come back and talk about net farm income falling again this year. We're back on this week's program, visiting with Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And Brent, one of the top questions you get, it seems like every year, is looking at farm income. And some of the questions this year were on whether farm income is going to fall this year. What are some things you're finding out?
Yeah, I think this year we kind of hoped that maybe this was the magic year when things would stabilize a little bit after a couple of pretty big declines. And, you know, I think at the sector level, it's pretty unlikely. I think we're going to be lower yet again this year.
Let's talk about, well, let's see, where do I want to go from here as far as my next question? Let me see.
I would say something.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay, I know what to ask you here. So, all right, let's delve in a little more on that forecast, Brent. Tell us what folks are saying about 16 into 17.
Yeah, I think a couple things, Joe. One is when we look at going into next year, the forecast looks, I guess, less than rosy, let's put it that way. Hard to make an optimistic case for 2017, given how big the grain stockpiles are likely to be now that the crop is headed towards another pretty large crop. So, you know, I think it's time for people to get really serious about this downturn and managing, you know, their finances and finding ways to cut costs, because it's going to be really important in the next year or so.
Government payments, are they expected to increase then along with this?
Well, you know, in the last big downturn we had, just to put this in perspective, you know, farm income since 2013 is down 55%. That's the biggest decline. In order to find a decline of that magnitude, you have to go all the way back to the 80s. The net farm income we're going to see in 2016 is probably going to end up around the sixth lowest in the last 35 years. So we're talking about a pretty serious downturn here. And in the past, when we had those government payments, really kind of usually helped fill the void quite a bit. Now in 2016, we're going to see some bigger government payments. USDA is expecting to almost double from where they were the year before, but we need to keep in mind that they're not going anywhere near as high as they did the last time we had these big downturns. So while they're going to be up this year, they're not going to be quite as big as they were last time we had downturns like this.
We know what the implications are to farmers' bottom lines out there, but what are the implications as we see farm income decline?
Well, I think, you know, out here in the High Plains, we're pretty rural communities, and agriculture is really, really important. And as agricultural incomes are going down, I think you're going to start to see it throughout the ag economy, from everything from input suppliers to local businesses, and are going to start to feel some of this softness that's in the farm economy. So I think, you know, we need to get, a sense of urgency about managing the farm, trying to find ways to reduce costs and get our finances in order, because it looks like this downturn could last for a little while longer.
All right, Brent, wrap it up. What do you guys need to be aware of? I think you touched on it there before, but give us some closing thoughts.
You know, 2016, we're going to get a pretty good government payment here probably this year in a lot of areas. 2017, time to really get the pencils out and start looking at, you know, things on the rent side and, you know, just areas where you can look to find cost savings, because it's going to be important again. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get out of this really tighter environment for 2017.
That's Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, with us this week. For more information, go to ageconomist.com. And to hear this program again, you can go to the audio video tab for the podcast at ruralradio.com. For Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.